Hello, everybody out there in farm country. Just back from France. My family and I bicycled in the Loire Valley for a week southwest of Paris. It was beautiful, cool, 70 degrees. Contrast that with the 90 degrees plus out here. In talking to a French farmer, I found that they're about as excited about the demand for renewable fuels that lifts their prices as well as ours. They love it. We rode along the bike paths with wheat fields, grape vineyards, and corn as far as the eye could see. Of course, the wheat harvest is complete over there, as ours is. The corn looks as if it could use a rain, but still a pretty good crop, and I estimate 150 bushel per acre. Occasionally, we rode upon a big sunflower field in full bloom. Big field of gold, just gorgeous. I know we hear a lot about how the French are unfriendly towards Americans, and we didn't find that to be the case, especially in the small town rural countryside. One afternoon, I was riding with another guy on a longer route, about 45 miles, and we finally concluded that, hey, we were lost. There we were on a little country road, no signs or road signs of any kind. We saw this neat little French farmhouse where the farmer was outside in front of the house, and we stopped to ask questions. His wife came out to help. And not surprised, they couldn't speak English and we couldn't speak French. Nevertheless, with our map and a lot of pointing, we understood where we needed to go. About that time, the grandfather came out of the house looking at two hot and sweaty lost bikers, and he asked in broken English, "Want a beer?" We didn't take him up on the offer, but we won't forget their generous French country hospitality. I found it interesting that the Europeans don't really seem to be so concerned about the cost of fuel. Gasoline costs them $6 or $7 per gallon, and we think the sky's falling when we pay $3 per gallon. A familiar sight while riding across the country was the look on the horizon and see a nuclear power plant. I saw several. They generate 80% of their electricity with nuclear energy. And I say, what's wrong with us? If we generated more of our electricity from nuclear, that would leave more natural gas to make nitrogen. Besides enjoying the beauty of the farm country, the friendly people, the French wine, of course, we visited several chateaus and museums. We closed our vacation out with 3 days in Paris, the Eiffel Tower, the Louvre, the Arch of Triumph, and more. And now we're back. It's so good to be home. Next week, I'll be down on the farm in Illinois. And I am John Block from Washington.